We're joined right now by Paul, who is the operator of a website called, is it janeandfinch.com?
That's right, janeandfinch.com.
And Paul, so when you hear a counselor, is Mammoliti the counselor for that area?
No. Our counselor in Ward 8 is Anthony Peruzza.
Okay, Anthony Peruzza is your counselor. It's not Giorgio Mammoliti, but Giorgio Mammoliti has talked to a couple of bus drivers, and 80% of the people are avoiding the fare box. Do you think that's accurate?
No, I think what he probably meant is that 80% rely on transit to get to work to make a living. That would have been a better remark. A remark like his is basically a slap in the face to all the hardworking residents who wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. to take the bus.
Do you take the bus?
Not anymore. I used to. And from my experience, we have people lining up in the morning. They're fighting to get on the bus because they don't want to be late for work. Jane Finch residents are among the hardest working to make ends meet. So basically, you know, the things that he says reinforces the negative stereotypes about the community. And it's pretty damaging to our identity and self-confidence. So I think he owes the community an apology.
All right. I'd like to hear from any operator who might be able to shed some light on this. Paul, tell me what you think of this. This is an actual operator, a bus operator, who called up our morning show earlier today, and he suggests that it could be true.
We are told not to collect fares. I am a driver, and we're told to not get into situations where you could put yourself in harm's way.
And right. do you think Giorgio Mammoliti's number is wildly out of whack, or what do you think?
In certain communities, absolutely, it's about 80%, sure.
I don't know. Can you imagine being on a bus and nobody's paying attention to the fare box? Even if you're listening right now and you want to think the worst of certain areas of our city, does anybody think that that is actually a reality? I just find it too hard to believe. And, Paul, when you took a bus, I mean, if you say it's not 80, would you say that it might be closer to what?
Well, I mean, I do take the bus from time to time, and in my experience, you know, as a kid growing up and going to school, you know, taking the bus, I mean, fare evasion happens once in a while. I've never actually witnessed it, and I would guess maybe 1 out of 100. So, I mean, the number is not even close, right? Everybody who I've seen in front of me, behind me, gets on the bus, they either have their ticket, their token, or their Metro Pass, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Paul, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Paul Wynn is the man behind the website, janefinch.com. Janefinch.com. He says that it can't be true.